Are you thinking about buying or selling a home, or want to know what might be going on with one of your biggest investments? Then come hang out with us for a little while. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall, and welcome to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. Our local sponsors are Bricks Real Estate, Network Title, Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preeby with Bell Bank Mortgage, Structure Tech Home Inspections, James Tufson with Country Financial, along with Cregan's Construction and Gray Duck Staging and Design. Yep. You can catch us across all your devices, whether that's on TV, on the CW23 Saturday mornings at 6:30 or KSTC Saturday mornings at 6, on the radio at AM 950, Sundays at noon, also on YouTube or Facebook by just typing in Twin Cities Real Estate Show, or you can also podcast us anytime, again, by typing in Twin Cities Real Estate Show. Don't forget to check us out online anytime at TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com. There you can find all of our past shows, our weekly market updates, along with the latest and greatest searching and researching tools, and our free publications to include the Smart Home Buyer Guide and the Smart Seller Guide, along with the Bricks Report. All of these free for you. If you have any real estate questions, please feel free to give us a call, 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. Happy to help answer any of your real estate questions or assist with your real estate needs. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. Going to have a fun topic coming up here right after the Real Estate Stats and News segment. We're going to be talking about kind of the psychology of selling a home. What do I mean by that? Well, some of the misconceptions, maybe the way people think about the approach to selling a home versus how you might actually want to approach getting your home ready and going through the sale process. So hopefully a whole bunch of tips there. Thank you, Jilly Jenkins, for coming in.
Yeah, good thanks, to have guys. You back. Good to see you again.
Yeah, nice to see you.
Chad Preeby as well.
Yeah, good to see you guys.
Always, yeah, Chad. Gets
the crew back together again. Yeah. Band back together, right?
Feels good.
But yeah, let's jump into what's been happening in the Twin Cities real estate market. A whole lot of movement here just in the last few weeks. I was out of town, and the market started to make some big movements upwards. So new listings coming into the marketplace, starting to make more movement upwards, up to 845 coming into the 13-county metro area. That's up from 808, but still tracking behind last year by 10.9%. What are we seeing for pending sales?
Pending sales are also moving upward. We're seeing that spring market stepping in, right?
But it's January. Well, no, February now.
Yeah. It's February now. But usually the spring market really starts in January, really starts to take off February, specifically after the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Don't know why. But it's just that's how Minnesota's market works, at least.
Yeah, if you wait until it's green, you're going to miss out on some green.
Right.
I say that all the time.
Yours is the best saying. But so we are trending upwards for pending sales, but we are still year over end down almost 16%.
Yeah, but that is aligning. We talked a few weeks back. We had our bad stats show. That was a really fun one. Did you have a chance to catch that?
Yes.
Yeah, so the bad stats, it's like you can say the pending sales are down. It might seem like, oh, is the market's doing worse? Well, you have to see how it is
inventory.
in comparison to inventory.
Yeah.
Right. Last week, I had thought we were going to be at the bottom. I think we've got to be close because
really?
It had moved down just a little bit. We were at 4,549 listings, and that dropped back to 4,491. So I would expect, it's got to only be a couple weeks and that's going to start moving back up.
It is.
The listings coming in.
I don't know about you, but people are reaching out saying, let's get ready for spring market. It's coming.
Oh yeah. I mean, I have, I think 10-ish listings getting ready. I'm thinking probably five of them coming on in February alone.
Yeah.
So, and yeah, that is the time as a seller. That's why we're talking about the psychology of selling today, because this is the time if you really want to maximize. We know last year the peak week for showing activity was the week of March 21st. So You know, you want to take advantage of it. This is the time to be getting ready. So showings per listing average moving up. We're up to an 8.61. Keep in mind, it was just 5-6 weeks ago. We were at a 3.97. Yeah. Okay.
It was
so,
low.
Yeah. Showing activity over double. Where are interest rates at? I know we've seen some movement.
Yeah, we've seen some movement in the market. You know, good news is we're still sitting in that historic low range.
Yes.
So rates, you know, on a conventional 30-year mortgage, you're anywhere from the mid threes to the upper threes, depending on credit score, property type, down payment.
I think it moved back actually just a hair from the previous week, didn't it?
You know, and that's the thing. You want to educate yourself on the market, but don't get too overwhelmed on what the rates do daily, because they are going to fluctuate up and down.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, overall, when you look at what our market did last year, you know, it wasn't major movements. It really, for almost 8 months, it held
pretty flat.
Spot.
Yeah.
And now, something that's not holding so flat is that market meter with that showings per week average moving up with interest rates having that movement upwards a little bit on home affordability. That market meter has moved now to a 10. So we are in extreme seller's market range.
Yeah.
Houses are going
into
that.
Didn't take too long for that to just jump up, though, honestly, right?
Yeah, about 3.5 weeks.
Yeah.
Pretty quick.
That's how quickly the spring market hits us.
A lot of people, they don't, you know, when I tell them that the activity is going to double the week after Christmas, you know, going into New Year's, they're like, no, it really does. The showing activity doubles. You know, people have the time. They're sitting around. They're scrolling their phones. They're thinking about this, and they want to get into that house before summertime. Again, if you have any questions for us, we're going to take a quick commercial break. You can reach us, 651-303-0019. Happy to help you with any of your real estate questions or needs. Also, check out our free publication at TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ruben with Structure Tech Home Inspections. Everyone knows you should have a home inspection before you buy a home, but we've heard of home buyers being encouraged to skip the home inspection in this crazy market to make their purchase offer more attractive. Now they're facing tens of thousands of dollars in unexpected repairs. I'm telling you now, don't skip the home inspection. Here at Structure Tech, we can get your home inspected quickly, and we offer a full line of services. Visit us online at structuretech.com to learn more.
Don't fall for the billboards or the clickbait. There is no such thing as today's rate. Mortgages and mortgage rates are individual to you. Chad Preby and Eric Bloomstrand with Bell Bank Mortgage are here to show you the formula to get your best rate. Once you know this formula, you can mortgage shop with confidence. Find us online at chadpreby.com. That is chadpreby.com. NMLS 1462493, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Kurt Duckwall with Bricks Real Estate and the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. Buying or selling a home is one of the biggest financial transactions people make. Before you make your next move, download our free Smart Home Buyer or Smart Seller guides to give you the edge in our real estate market. From deal hunting to knowing the right repairs for maximizing value, these free guides have it all. Check them out and more at BricksTwinCities.com under publications.
Welcome back to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. If you're just joining us, today's topic, we're going to be talking about kind of the psychology of selling a home, some of the ways people want to approach it, the ways they think about approaching it, but also some of the misconceptions behind that. That logically, when you think about it, hey, this sounds like it makes sense, but when you really break it down, there are some holes in some of these different approaches. So, yeah, joining us again, Jillie Jenkins. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, guys.
And you just went through this process, Chad, with selling a home, right?
I did. Yeah. This is all really good because I took your advice.
Well, thank you.
And you know, at the end of the process, we were successful, right?
Yeah.
And as you know, and I'm not going to take a lot of time with this, we got off of our priority buyer checklist and started looking at things because the market's a little bit challenging.
Yep.
And Kirk does a good job of reeling us back into reality. So what we wanted in the beginning, we got in the end. And in the middle, we kind of ventured off here and there. But That priority buyer checklist is huge to get us back on track.
Yep, and then with selling, we have the seller priority checklist in there too. And you are juggling both those at the same time. And you know, we talked about timing the market. We're going to get into that actually right now. So good little segue.
Yeah, perfect.
And that's, you know, especially like in a market that we're in, right? Somebody is thinking, hey, the market's really hot right now. Let's get my house on the market now. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. And it's because they want to take advantage of the fast moving market.
And that's understandable, but getting your house ready necessarily shouldn't be a fast thing.
Right.
You should really get some stuff figured out, meet with your agent, and we're going to go over things that you really need to discuss with the agent.
Yeah, and so getting that house ready, you know, or lack thereof because of rushing into a marketplace. You know, in the smart home buyer and smart seller books, we mention, you know, don't be in a rush. And it's because it can cost you thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars when you don't take your time.
That is so important to understand that.
Yeah, and the analogy I like to give is, you know, if the car buying market's hot, you know, you still don't want to push your car out to the street without gas in the motor and a flat tire, right?
Yeah.
It's not going to show as well as if you were to take the time to take care of those few things. Now, does that mean you can't hone that list back a little bit to time for the market? Absolutely. But you definitely, there's basics you want to do. I know we, in our past show, we talked about getting your home ready for market. So we're not going to jump back into that. If you missed that show, you can just go to TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com, catch it there. But you want to make sure you're taking your time, because not doing those basic preparations, you know, the decluttering,
cleaning, staging,
fixing
that flat tire.
And fixing that flat
tire. There's some things that, like, if you're like, if you want to go car analogy,
right?
Car analogy, you got a flat tire, you're not going to sell your house with that flat tire you deserve to get for it.
Yeah.
But
right.
if you have a stain on the interior that you can't see, are you going to take the time to get that cleaned? Maybe not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, what are the things that are right in your face?
Yeah.
Right? You know, like this is one of those times, and some people are like, well, I want to replace my furnace before I put my home on the market. Well, maybe in the hot market, that's the opportunity where you just do the furnace cleaning, right? Versus a whole new furnace, and focus more on, you know, if you have a pet stain or something. We'll talk more about that in a second, getting to that. So you don't want to rush your home onto the market. You want to make sure that you're getting a hold of your agent, taking that time to do that walkthrough, putting together the recommended preparations list. And every home's unique to that. And so that's why, you know, reach out, get a hold of an agent to start that if you're thinking of going onto the market this year.
Yep.
Don't just try to push your home, force your home onto the market, because we know that those homes just sell for less.
Right.
Far less than what you would get if you took the time to do those things. Commissions is another one, right? It sounds pretty like basic. Hey, if I can save money on commission, I will make more money on my home.
No.
Right? And the data out there on that, it's not backed up. That you look at discount brokerages, you look at
a discount agent,
the limited service listings, the price per square foot received just doesn't follow, you know, somebody who's putting the time and effort. And, you know, you may hear a pitch, oh, well, I'm going to do the same thing as every other agent that's out there. Well, you know, people have a standard they want to make, right, as far as their income. And if they're at a discount, that means they're having to take on a larger workload to make the same amount of money, which means, no, they're not spending the same amount of time on every listing that somebody who has the income to do that. You know, I know, you know, you have some services that you provide with your listings that I pretty sure that your discount or limited service listings aren't going to just have included.
No. In my experience with my buyers, when we are doing a showing at a limited, like where there's a discount listing, and there are companies that do that, there are agents that do that, the experience right off the bat is difficult because of communication alone. In my experience, that person, just like you said, they're taking on twice the workload in order to make the commission that they can to live on. Mm. And so you're going to have half of the communication from that agent. what are they going to include with their commission? Are they including professional marketing? Or are they going to walk around and take cell phone photos of the property? Mm-hmm. Are they going to include staging in their commission? That alone is a huge thing. If you can work with an agent that includes staging or will help you with staging, that's a big deal because you're going to make that back anyways.
Percentage-wise. I know we are in the kind of like the middle range of, of what we charge for commissions, but we're including staging as part of our service. And we know, and anybody who's been on the show knows with the stagers we've had on, you know, that that brings in 4 to 6% more on average price per square foot. Yeah. So,
and if it was a vacant home, in my experience, even more.
Yeah, huge.
Like if you have a vacant home that you're not staging, you're not doing yourself any justice.
Well, and this is a very timely topic today because I actually just was contacted by one of my agents helping out today on a showing. And she's like, hey, this house that we went and looked at this morning, can you run the numbers on it? It looks way better in person than it did online. Well, the thing's been sitting online, made it all the way through the first weekend. Well, we know it's not going to sell in that multiple offer situation more than likely, right? And could be a good one to negotiate on. As a seller, that's not the position you want to be in. You want that that heavy activity, getting that offer right away.
So. And marketing is part of an agent's commission. That money goes towards the marketing of your home and the preparation of your home. And when things come up that you need done fast, an agent that is getting paid half of the commission is not going to jump on helping you with stuff. Like I have clients call me up and say, how do I get this junk out of my garage or my basement before showings start? If you have a half, like a discounted agent, it's a lot less likely that they're going to pay to have someone come out and haul that out for you.
Right. Well, I mean, we have
that's just an example.
We have a, I mean, I have a junk hauler on call.
I do too.
That's what you need in this industry.
I had like 3 dead appliances hauled out of a client's house before showing started. And that would have been a flat tire.
Yeah, for sure.
They would have, buyers would have seen that in the basement and thought, what do I do with this? You know?
Well, it's kind of like hiring your maybe good friend that's brand new in the business.
Right. Okay.
You want to do your friend a favor by helping them with their business. Right. But are they an expert in that area? Right. Do they have the broker that they can go to with questions? Okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay. We all got to start somewhere. But in this market, to maximize your cash flow opportunity, the staging, you know, taking the advice here and doing that, it's going to net you a lot more money.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not just selling a house. It's it's getting the most money you can.
Well, that's what I
say. Strategic about it.
You know, people think a real estate agent's job is to sell the home. Anybody can sell a home. My dog can sell a house, right? It doesn't take a lot of skill to sell the home. You can sell a Ferrari for $500, right? Mm-hmm. It's getting the top dollar, which is the agent's job in most situations.
And the resources that agent has at hand.
Now, I get there are different scenarios, right? I know working with your family on a kind of a move out estate kind of scenario where, you know, hey, we're not going to do replacing carpets and stuff like that. But, you know, still getting staged furniture put in the right places, getting the professional photography, it's going to make a big difference, right?
Photography is the first showing if your discount agent is doing photos with their phone. That's the first showing.
The Nokia.
Is that a flip phone picture? Because I've seen some, I swear.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, moving along, we could probably talk about that for the remainder of the segment. But another one, what's your house worth? Figuring that out, right? A lot of people will just look around what's happening right next door to them. Oh, well, this home over here across the street sold for X, this home sold for X, and they come up with their opinion of the value. Well, the question is that a similar home, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just like not all cars are the same type of vehicle on a car lot, not all houses on the block are the same as what your house is. So you want to make sure you're doing a fair comparison to your home to do your home justice. Mm-hmm. And so what I say is the house next door to you is not your comp most of the time.
Right.
Right. Sometimes there is the rare occasion, but you really want to make sure you're looking at ones that are the similar size, similar style. So if it's a Rambler, comparing to a Rambler, story and a half, comparing to a story and a half, right?
Yeah.
Is it, you know, if you're on a busy road, that you're comparing to a home that's on a busy road. You want to make sure you're looking at all of that. And then look at things like condition, right? That's how you
finishes.
Hone in, right? So, again, this is what your real estate agent's job is. This is not something that you need to do. Let them be the professional and put together, pull those automated evaluations, pull together comp sales, and show you everything on it.
And then pull in stats, too.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, we're pretty big on stats on this show.
Yes.
Stats really help you price point also, where it's like, okay, we're talking about 3 months in the future because we're going to be taking this.
Where's the market meter going to be?
Where is it going to be?
Yeah.
What I tell you right now, 3 months from now, isn't going to be the same.
Yeah,
so you got to know where the market's going. You got to have an agent that understands the stats of the market fluctuation.
Well, and I know the other thing, is you know, a market analysis, typically it's not like, well, this is the price. You know, usually I'm going, well, it's from here to here, depending on the time of the year. And especially when you're in a really fast moving market, it's hard to say necessarily how high it can go, but you can still always gauge where you should start, right, and go from there. Talking about on pricing, another one, you know, well, I want to price the house up high so I can, you know, give myself the best chance to get the most. Now, that strategy can work in different market conditions than we're in, let's say, now. That is a strategy that could really actually hurt you, be more harmful, where you overstep the range. Because now what's happening is nobody's looking at your house and everybody's looking over here. This one goes into multiple offers and goes whoop, right past
higher
where yours is.
Yeah.
Right? That is the better strategy. And some people go, well, how can you know that? Well, we look at exactly how many showings are happening in your neighborhood on a weekly basis. We know what the buyer demand is. It's kind of the same data that we're getting as far as, you know, listing activity,
inventory.
We can look at showing activity. So that is definitely a huge, huge part.
The reality of it is that the buyers are going to set the price.
Yep.
If you set the price too high because that's what you want to end with, like you said, not always the best situation depending on what market you're listing in, what type of market you're listing in, and what time of year.
Right.
Because the buyers are going to decide what the price is. And if you get a competition going with multiple offers, like you said, generally you're going to hit that price point or exceed it for what you wanted. If you start at the top and it sits for weeks, people start to consider what's wrong with this house.
Right.
Why hasn't it sold
well,
yet?
Well, you know, it's people's homes sometimes. I mean, it's a place you've lived. It's a place that you've cared about. But at the end of the day, the closest analogy to housing is like a stock, right? That an IPO that comes out too high, people don't go after it, and it ends up going for too low. But if people see the value, they jump towards it, and that IPO just takes off, right?
I like
so
that. Nice.
You want to make sure that you're pricing appropriately for the demand. I know our board operator, Carly, we just did a market analysis the other day, and we were saying, well, the average showing activity was an 816 for the Twin Cities average. That particular neighborhood, it was a 24.
Yeah. Wow.
Right. So we know that the activity
That's
is going to be there.
To
so you want to make sure that you're pricing right. Another one, importance of feedback. You know, it's our house. Again, we want all the information we can. But at the end of the day, any one individual feedback really doesn't make much of a difference. It's collective.
It's the trends you see in the feedback.
It's the trends. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to force feedback. I mean, there's no better way to show you're desperate than to try to force feedback.
Right.
And so it may seem like, hey, let's get as much as we can so we can correct any issues.
Right.
It'll come in naturally.
Yep.
Yeah. I had a business partner of mine, Danny, he says the best kind of feedback is an offer.
Yeah, you got that right.
That's got to be true, yeah.
Yeah. I think you're referring to a little bit of what you refer to as a Monday house, right?
The overpriced.
The overpriced, right? Yeah. So, and those are good things to be looking at if you're
for
a buyer. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Now you don't as a seller out there, be careful for those you don't really want your house to go through the first whole weekend and you're not getting any activity on it. Kind of got just a few seconds left of this segment. The last one I'm going to touch on is, you know, what I call the Fry effect. You know, if you see it, somebody else will. If you're curious what I mean by the Fry effect, go download our book under publications, TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com. You can pull that up there. But basically, like, if you have a pet stain on your carpet and you're like, well, I want to give a carpet allowance, that's not really going to work out. I know we don't have time for the story on that, but
it doesn't work. Take care of it. Yeah. Don't waste your time.
Yeah, do it ahead, because not only, if you're going to offer a carpet allowance, you're going to end up having a discounted price on the home because of that issue and paying for the carpet allowance. Just pay for it up front. Yep. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Again, TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com. Check out those publications.
Not every title company is the same. There are many people involved with each real estate transaction, and all of them need to be in the loop or a closing may get delayed. This is why the people at Network Title strive to provide swift scheduling and communication between the buyers, sellers, agents, and lenders. We know moving can be stressful, however, your closing does not need to be. Check us out online at network-title.com.
My name is James Tobson with Country Financial. Anyone can sell you insurance, however, is it going to be the insurance you need? When life pops up with its surprises, you want the right coverage. When it comes time to find or renew your policy, give me a call. I would love to review your existing policy and show you what I can do for you. You can email me at james.tobson@countryfinancial.com or give me a call at 651-365-3408.
Hi, I'm Becca, owner of Grey Duck Staging. With today's home buyers beginning their journey exclusively online, the look and feel of your home matters more than ever. Whether it's a simple in-home consultation, a refresh using your current furniture, or a whole home staging, our goal is always the same: showing your home in the best light and helping you achieve the highest sales price possible. To learn more, visit us at greyduckstaging.com or check us out on Instagram at Grey Duck Staging.
Welcome back to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. Again, if you have any questions for us or have any real estate needs, you can always give us a call, 651-303-0019 after the show. Got a couple listings to highlight here real quick. First one is 2614 Ulysses Street Northeast. This is priced at $314,900. This is a three-bed, two-bath with a one-car garage. It's got a fully remodeled upper level with new plumbing, electrical, HVAC, windows that was done back in 2008. Check that out, as well as 3844 Nicollet Avenue. This is unit 105, priced at $139. This is a one bed, one bath, 616 square foot condo. Yeah, check that out at BricksTwinCities.com. That one is listed by Bobby Krug, as well as the Ulysses property, Jessica Brunzel. Again, BricksTwinCities.com to find more information on those listings. Thank you again, guys, for coming in today. Thought it was a really good topic. We're going to get into next show, I think, psychology of buying coming up here soon. You can see all of our past shows at TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com. If you like today's show, check out those publications. Just go to TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com and find the publications link. We'll see y'all next week.
People always ask realtors, what is your commission? But what they should be asking is, what is your rate of return? Commissions only vary by a couple of percent from agent to agent. However, the price per square foot you get just based on their experience and the quality of marketing they use can vary by 10% or more. At Bricks Real Estate, our agents use the right marketing and have the experience to get you top dollar for your house. See what we can do for you at BricksTwinCities.com.
Not every title company is the same. There are many people involved with each real estate transaction, and all of them need to be in the loop or a closing may get delayed. This is why the people at Network Title strive to provide swift scheduling and communication between the buyers, sellers, agents, and lenders. We know moving can be stressful, however, your closing does not need to be. Check us out online at network-title.com.